Support for KPLU comes from the investment firm of McAdams Wright Reagan, serving individuals, families, public and private companies, and nonprofit organizations, with a mission to enhance the financial security of their clients through analysis, research, planning, and investment. More at nwrinc.com.
We are back for another exclusive performance today, featuring one of the most promising young pianists in jazz. He was actually a fine violin player as a kid, but like many a fine musician, he soon found his way to jazz. In college, he began studying with the legendary trumpeter Clark Terry, and their relationship is featured in a new documentary called Keep On Keeping On. He's here playing with us solo piano today. Please welcome Justin Coughlin.
Thank you.
Justin Coughlin at the piano, live in the studios here at KPLU. Something I didn't mention when I introduced you, you lost your sight when you were young, and you were already a pretty talented and developing musician at the time, playing violin and piano and playing a lot of classical music. And I wonder how losing your sight affected your development as a musician.
Like you said, music was already kind of a part of my life. I started violin at 4 and piano when I was 9. And it was there. It was just something I did when I was a kid, practiced, and didn't enjoy it very much. But when I lost my sight, a lot of things that I did when I was a kid just went away. There was no more basketball. There was no more video games. So I sort of gravitated towards the piano because there was not a whole lot else to do in the beginning. And then I started falling in love with the music I was playing. I started really loving Bach. I really, really loved Chopin. And I found my way to music sort of that way. And the passion sort of came through spending time and getting better.
Was there a particular jazz musician that you discovered when you were growing up that made you think, well, this is it for me. I got to play jazz.
To be honest, not really. While I was in middle school, I was not aware really of jazz, but in high school I auditioned for a magnet program in our area for the arts, and they thought, I don't know how well he's going to do in the classical department because there's so much sight reading. As a pianist, I would have to accompany a lot of the vocalists and other instrumentalists, and they thought it would kind of be a little bit difficult, you know. So they thought, well, let's put him in the jazz program, basically. And I thought, well, whatever, if I can get in, I'll do it. And that's kind of how I discovered jazz. I got to study with some great musicians in the area from Virginia Beach, Norfolk area in Virginia, and sort of was just first just taught, you know, the basics and very shortly after I discovered jazz, I fell in love because just the freedom of expression and the flexibility and the fact that because I'm blind, like my blindness was not, did not impede my ability to perform or learn jazz. It's an oral tradition. So that was thrilling for me.
Now, among many of the teachers you've had, you've studied with some great drummers, including Jay Sinnott, a band who's a trio who you play with. Can you tell us what a piano player can learn from a great drummer?
Well, we can learn how to play louder. Definitely can learn how to get over, you know, the timidness. When I first started playing with him, for sure, it was sort of gaining that confidence to actually play and not be drowned out by you know, any other musician in the band. Piano is a percussion instrument,
right?
So being around you know, my best friend Billy Williams is a drummer, and we kind of learned how to play jazz together, and Jay was one of the teachers that we studied under, and the rhythmic aspect of the drums, all of that can be directly translated into the piano and how we approach playing. So, you know, definitely learned quite a bit from Jay.
Justin Coughlin is here live in the studios on KPLU. Justin, we're going to hear one of your own tunes next. What have you got?
Yeah, this is a composition of mine entitled Exodus. Thank you.
Justin Coughlin at the piano live in the studios here at KPLU. That's his tune, Exodus. And you had quite a few of us in the crowd just shaking our heads at that one, Justin.
Oh,
nicely done. There's a documentary at the Seattle International Film Festival. Actually, it showed last night with a big gala thing. Quincy Jones was there. Documentary called Keep On Keeping On. The documentary really centered around the legendary trumpeter Clark Terry and his mentorship and teaching of you, Justin. And I'd love to know how you and Clark Terry met.
So after high school, I decided to continue studying jazz. I went to William Paterson University in northern New Jersey. And while there, studied with a lot of wonderful musicians, Mulgrew Miller, Harold Mayburn, Bill Goodwin, just a lot of great teachers. And while I was there, I met a drummer who was another student who was named Alan Hicks. And he was already pretty close with Clark, who lived by the campus, and he was kind of sort of unofficial adjunct faculty at the school. But Al would be going over to Clark's house all the time. He was close with the family. And Al sort of decided to introduce me to Clark. Clark, at the time, was losing his sight due to diabetes. And I thought it would be good for me to sit down and meet with Clark. And so I did, and sort of shared my own experiences about losing sight and how it's, you know, not the end of the world. There's still things to be done. And ever since then, we've been pretty close. He taught at the school, and I was always in the ensemble that he taught. And after I graduated from college, he actually ended up moving down to Arkansas. And I would continue to visit him down there. We'd fly down, and I'd spend about a week or two just sitting with him and him teaching in his way and just being around him and soaking up all the stories. And you just kind of remained that way ever since.
I'm very curious about, you know, here's a guy who taught young teenage Quincy Jones, and I'm not sure if I want to ask if there's any great lessons that he taught you or if there's a great story that he told you. Which would you like to share with us today?
Oh, boy. with Clark, he's got a lot of stories. trying to think. What is they're usually a little colorful, I would say.
You can hear Justin like editing out the bad stuff right now in his head.
As far as I mean, just like it is with Quincy, with Clark, that they're a wealth of experiences. To pinpoint one, I'd have to think about that, to be honest.
I would say
the things that really kind of hit me are just really about him, about being around him. Because people always say, well, what have you learned? What do you learn from Clark and this kind of thing? And the thing that I really get is after being around him for so long and seeing his spirit, it's incredible to be around somebody who's so filled with such joy all the time. And it's not... It's unbelievable. In the midst of being 92 and dealing with all these 93 now, you know, dealing with all the things that you deal with when you get older, and staying positive and staying so strong, and being as selfless as he is. One of the things in the film that's kind of explored is really how selfless he is, in the fact that he's dedicated so much of his life to mentoring young people like Quincy, like Miles, like Diane Reeves. There's so many people who have been affected by Clark's influence and his encouragement and his support. It's just astounding, I think, for me. And he's still doing it. He doesn't stop. So that's something that I would hope to emulate in my own life and in my own music.
You can check out the documentary Keep On Keeping On. One more showing at the SIF Uptown Theater tomorrow afternoon at 4. Justin Coughlin is leading a trio at the Triple Door tonight. And one more quick question before we get back in one more song, Justin.
Yeah.
A new album coming out?
Yeah. So
I'm dying to hear about this.
Working with Quincy, and we're getting the music together. I'm hopefully we'll be recording in the next month or so, and hopefully that'll be available sort of by fall. And yeah, we're working at it.
Well, let's hear Justin Coughlin work at one more tune, finishing up with a song for your buddy.
Yeah, this is a tribute to this beautiful man, Clark Terry. This is very plain. I'm not good with titles, but this one is called For Clark.